For the last 2 years, KPCW has staged the Park City Cycling Festival, featuring road and mountain biking races and clinics for individuals and families. A second event called Dealer Camp has also put on a private cycling event for manufacturers and their dealers as a way to introduce new products. Now, the two events will operate as one, closed for dealers only the first 2 days of the festival and open to the public the last 2 days. Park City attorney and retiring Community Wireless Board of Trustees Chairman Joe Rona purchased Dealer Camp from its founders, a California event management company called Lifeboat Events. As Rona puts it, he jumped off a cliff to take Dealer Camp over, hoping that it provides KPCW with additional revenue while attracting out-of-state business in town during the summer months.
My dream is that this will turn into, you know, a big summer event, and that KPCW gets a lot of glory out of it. And so I just decided to, jump off the cliff and do it. Hopefully this will mean real dollars for KPCW in the future.
The Park City Cycling Festival was Rona's idea, saying that he had seen similar events at other resort towns.
It was something that I began lobbying KPCW to put on several years ago. And after looking at the idea for several years, I was able to convince Larry Warren to put on the first bike festival 2 years ago, and then to put on this year's bike festival that happened up at Park City Mountain Resort.
Rona, who leaves the KPCW board next month, will be in charge of the Dealer Camp portion of the event, and KPCW will manage the last 2 days and run the public event. But with a thriving law firm, he says his hands are full and he'll have to outsource the details of Dealer Camp to someone else.
I didn't want to see the opportunity pass, and I didn't want it sold to another group of outsiders or people from another state who, probably would not be interested in linking the two events together. I wanted to acquire Dealer Camp, and then I wanted to basically assign those weekend dates to the bike festival, to the KPCW Bike Festival, so they could put the bike festival on in Deer Valley parking lot, because they had indicated to me that they thought that was something that they wanted to do.
But with a deadline to close the deal this week, Rona says he jumped in at some financial risk.
I obviously am not going to personally be the operator, and I may end up having to assemble my own team to operate Dealer Camp, or depending upon what sort of synergy the Dealer Camp event creates in conjunction with the bike festival event, it may be that there's some sort of consolidated operation, but there's really no agreement to that effect yet. That's just that's an idea that probably merits looking into, because it'd be a way to help KPCW conserve some of its expenditures that it's made in the past on putting on its bike fest, if ultimately Dealer Camp were to, share in covering some of those costs.
Dealer Camp and the Park City Cycling Festival will run next summer, July 24th through the 27th, and will be based at Deer Valley Resort. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.